I'm not sure what they're calling it. IndyCar spring training in the middle of
winter testing.
Winter
Kenny.
Testing. Got
Laguna Seca, and then Austin. Hello, Coda.
Got it.
It's badass.
Graham Rahal, IndyCar Series pilot, joining us here in the Freak Nation. And with you guys testing at, I almost said Mazda Raceway Laguna Seca. Now it's WeatherTech. Was it?
Yes, WeatherTech Raceway.
WeatherTech Raceway. Is that what the hell we're calling it now, Graham?
I think it is, but I still just call it Laguna Seca. I mean, that's all I know it as. I'm sure that's good. That probably upsets them a little bit. But, yeah, it was great to be back there, man. I go there as a kid all the time. I've raced there a few times. Not as much as people would think. And so it was awesome to go back and turn some laps. You know, it's a special track. There's a lot of history, a lot of IndyCar racing history that goes along with that place. So it was good to be back.
It is a special track for the IndyCar series, but I got to just be honest with you on this question. Is there a little bit of pressure for you there? Because your dad freaking dominated there. Are people expecting Graham Rahal to do the same? I mean, you're going to have to fire off the first of four consecutive years of a win, man.
Well, look, I'd love to. You know, I mean, the truth of the matter is that nobody's going to put the pressure, the expectations on me like I certainly would have myself to perform there. Yeah, I mean, Dad, he pretty much crushed everybody there for years. So I'm sure, you know, everybody's going to be hoping for the same for me, and we would too. I mean, you know, the test went all right. I would say that we certainly weren't great there. But, you know, we're trying to work through we got a lot of new engineers, a lot of new things in place. We're trying to work through a big checklist of stuff. So, you know, we'll be okay in the end. Yeah, I mean, a lot of fond memories for me going there. I think his last, you know, it was really the early to mid 80s that he kind of crushed everybody there. So, you know, once I was born, he wasn't winning there anymore. So maybe it's me. I don't know.
Well, that's what happens. Graham Rahal, IndyCar Series pilot. You're born, and your dad, you know, becomes a backmarker. And now you've got your wife out of a funny car. What the hell's going on?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, well, first of all, he wasn't a back marker. That's a little bit harsh.
That's Kenny being Kenny.
Yeah. But no, it's a lot of changes going on in life right now. But it is the back straightaway Laguna is named after Dad. So it was fun to go back. And yesterday or 2 days ago with the crowds that actually were there, the weather was not great. But we did get to test through the morning hours. There was a great crowd there, and a lot of people came up to me and were talking to me about, you know, my dad's past there and everything else. So I can tell, you know, the enthusiasts are really excited to see us and have us back.
Graham, it's a shorter road course with a whole hell of a lot of undulation. How do you approach that as a driver that hasn't run, you know, the big boy IndyCar series there before? Is it all new to you?
Yeah, I drove the Champ cars there. So, but that was 11 years ago, you know, and that was, I didn't race in it. We just tested there 1 year. And so that was a long time ago, but it is different. It's very different than, you know, Star Mazda or Formula BMW, other things I may have raced there over time. So, great track, awesome venue, great elevation changes, high speed corners, very low track grip actually. So I think from a fan perspective, it'll be really fun to watch because the cars slide around a ton there. I mean, a crazy amount. It's never really that planted. So, you know, I think the fans will enjoy that side of things, but, you know, just an awesome venue. And now we head off to another one at COTA, which, would be equally as good. Doesn't have the historic part of it yet, but will eventually. COTA is going to be a pretty special place, I think, for us.
Graham Rahal joining us here, Speed Freaks on a Sunday night. And Graham, in racing alone, how has your father-son relationship evolved, especially since you came back to drive for him and his team, what, 5-10 years ago?
You know, I mean, Dad and I have always been extremely close. So, you know, I guess to be fair, I don't think that the relationship has changed that much. I mean, Dad and I have always been kind of tied at the hip on a lot of things. And, you know, I think maybe in recent times he's started to just trust me and trust my judgment a little bit more. which is good. You know, it just as far as if I tell them, hey, you know, we've got this going on or that going on, or, you know, this is an extremely valuable person we can't let go, or this, you know, so kind of on personnel decisions and stuff. I think he's starting to trust me a little bit more than maybe early on. But, you know, in general, things haven't changed that much. You know, he and I are extremely, extremely close, and we certainly are in lockstep on a lot of things, which is good.
No, that's very good. But I would imagine that I love the fact that you say there's even a greater trust now, maybe more business-wise. But as far as advice in the car, can he really give you much more of that? Or is it all you telling him, hey, this is how things work with the engineering the way it is now?
Yeah, I mean, we don't, he doesn't get that involved in that stuff anymore as far as giving advice or telling me necessarily what to do. I mean, obviously there are times where he's very opinionated, but we all are, you know. But in general, no, I think nowadays, you know, he kind of just leaves it up to me and lets me do my thing. So, you know, at the end of every day, even if he's not there test days or whatever, we call, give him a report, tell him what's going on, how to go, all those sorts of things. But, you know, he is not the type that kind of is going to come in, or at least anymore. He was at one point, but anymore where he's going to come in and tell you, okay, you need to do this, you need to do that, you guys, you know. But if he sees things aren't going well, you know, of course he's going to step up. But any business owner, any person, you know, would do that.
IndyCar Series driver Graham Rahal, we've got a better picture of the series now. There's a new sponsor, there's new teams. You feel any better about the series as you get in the car, getting ready for testing and the new season coming up?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, for sure there's a lot of stuff happening, you know, for our sport. You know, NTT, having them on as a title sponsor is really going to help. I think that's going to be, you know, really, really good for our sport. They're going to put a lot into it. You know, in our case, I can tell you, like, you know, from a sponsorship perspective, you know, things are really solid for us and have been continuously looking up, which is good. You know, you look at the car counters up this year. You're going back to some really great venues. We would have loved to see, you know, Phoenix be a success, but it wasn't. You know, but, you know, you've got COTA, which is going to be really good. You've got Laguna Seca, which is going to be really good. There's talks of several other venues that are coming, you know, looking to come on. Surfers Paradise again next year. Yeah, we can't use the word back. We don't necessarily want to use the word back, but I do think it is on the rise, and I think that is, if they could get one more, which I know they're very close, if they could get one more OEM to enter the sport, it would take this sport to a whole new level again. And that really, that's all you need. I mean, at some point with 25 full-time cars, you actually do run into a supply issue. You know, between Honda, who I drive for, and Chevy, you know, they cannot produce enough engines to run more cars. You know, so at some point, somebody else is going to have to come in and take over some of the load. But, you know, definitely everything is headed down the right path. I give, you know, give my old pal Jay Fry a lot of credit for that. But, you know, I think that the entire staff, obviously Mark Miles and Mark Sibla and the PR staff, everybody, you know, we got Mike Zizzo, who you guys would know. Ziz has come back on to do some PR work, which is going to be really, really good. I mean, I just, there's a lot of positives happening. And, you know, I'm just excited to see what the next couple of years has in store for us.
Okay, I know this sounds Homerism, but serious question. Why can't we say it's back?
Just because I think it's a different era. You know, it's just a different time than, you know, than when my dad, you know, raced. I think that there's a lot of positives, you know, that we're headed down the right path. But, you know, when you say it's back, you know, I think that you're looking at, you know, the sponsorship levels would be even higher. I think the salaries across the board, whether you're a mechanic, et cetera, would be higher than it is today. You know, there's still, trust me, there's a lot of drivers in the series that aren't making any money to be driving, you know. And if it was back, you know, that certainly wouldn't be the case, right? So, but there's a lot of positives. There's a lot of positives. And I think that, you know, I can tell you from 2015, us as a team trying to find sponsorship of 2014 to where we are today, we probably have four times the amount of sponsorship today than we did then, maybe more. So, you know, things are certainly headed in the right direction. You know, I feel like the attendances at most races has always been very good, right? The venues that we've gone to typically have been very good. But, you know, in my dad's day, there was, you know, 100,000 people qualifying at Indy. I don't think that's ever going to get back there. I just don't, because in that era, every single year the qualifying went by, there was a new lap record set. We could do that today, but the problem with today's society in doing that is that the insurance companies really don't like it. So, you know, it, and that is, trust me, that's one part of what's holding us back from going out there and going even quicker, is they don't really want to see us go quicker. You know, whereas in that day, every year was about pushing the boundaries as hard as you possibly could, right? So different times. That's, I guess that's what I'm saying. It's just a little bit different.
IndyCar Series driver Graham Rahal is with us here in the Speed Freaks pits. Graham, we talked to IndyCar president Mark Miles a couple weeks ago in the Freak Nation. Put him on the spot about having a one weekend that might have drag racing and IndyCar, the NHRA and IndyCar, maybe even NASCAR and IndyCar at the same track on the same weekend. You've been around this sport a long time. Everybody's tried to get new audiences, new fans. You think that would be a good thing? Would you be for something like that?
Yeah, of course we would, you know, and I think I've always been, you know, one of the guys that's been very vocal about that, that, you know, I think it's a great idea. You know, obviously, you know, with Courtney and, you know, her family being so involved in drag racing, I mean, I told Steve Page up at Sonoma for several years, and I expressed this to Marcus Smith as well, that, you know, they have a perfect platform to run a joint NHRA IndyCar race. And, you know, whether that be at Chicagoland Speedway, which you could do both, you know, whether that be at Sonoma, which obviously that ship's kind of sailed for IndyCar now. But the point is, you know, you have to think outside the box. I mean, we see it, and we saw it even more directly years back when we went to like Road America, with at the time ALMS, but now, IMSA, you know, we did a joint race weekend, which we do some now, right? They do run with us at Detroit. Right. They do run with us at Long Beach, but not the entire field. Even when we ran at Mid Ohio together, when you do that, that just simply gives more content for people to come and watch and have fun with, right? So, you know, you do an NHRA IndyCar race, you do a NASCAR IndyCar race, you are, you know, you're doing nothing but merging fan bases, which only increase the revenue on that weekend. You may not get two weekends out of it, but rather than, you know, going to Sonoma and seeing 30,000 people a day or whatever it may be, I just think, you know, if you go from 30,000 a day to 50 or 60,000 a day, you know, your revenue is really going to increase. It just gets more people there. Yeah, you may lose a weekend, and probably more importantly, like in drag racing, you might lose some of the sportsman categories that couldn't go with you because they park on our racetrack at Sonoma, for instance. But at the end of the day, you know, it keeps people occupied. There's so many things to watch. There's so many different ways. You know, I always use Sonoma as the perfect scenario because we could still be running, and they could be prepping the drag strip, which is in the center of our track. We don't use the drag strip at all, right? The fans could sit in the same places, see the same things, just different types of race cars. So to me, you know, that's always made a lot of sense. But we'll see what happens. I mean, I guess it's that simple. We'll see what happens. I don't know.
Graham Rahal, set the record straight. You didn't ask your wife to get out of that funny car, did you?
No. And it's not really my place to talk about it. But, you know, this has certainly been a long-term plan as of a couple of years ago. Right. You know, I thought it was a pretty good thing that it kept as quiet as it did for as long as it did. But yeah, I mean, you know, she should elaborate on it more than me, so I don't get in trouble. You know how that goes.
And she will, trust me.
You know, really, it was the decision was made by her, you know, a couple of years back that this was the point in which, you know, she wanted to see things through. And, you know, her sponsors knew, her dad knew, the team knew, you know, and so actually I think more than anything, you know, she should, I should, everybody should be appreciative that it kept as quiet as it did for as long as it did. The original, I think, announcement, she was trying to get out at Vegas of last year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, because of sponsor contracts and everything else, it just didn't happen. And then it was going to be Pomona that didn't happen. Then it was going to be the beginning of December. So everybody's like, oh, God, she's getting out. She must be pregnant. She's not pregnant. I can guarantee you that. And if she is, then I have no clue.
Right.
But I don't think so. So, you know, this was just a long-term plan of, you know, that she came up with a while ago. And, you know, I respect her decisions tremendously. She had an amazing career. She accomplished, well, in Funny Car more than any other woman had.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she was definitely, I'm biased, but she was probably the brightest star that sport had. It puts a little dent in it, but, you know, hopefully things can continue to evolve. Obviously, Brittany's still there. She's now with Advance Auto, so Courtney's sponsor kind of converted over there. And, you know, and then the old man's got Courtney's team from last year. So, you know, they're race-winning, championship-winning group. They can definitely go get him another one this year.
Graham Rahal, IndyCar Series pilot, about a month away from kicking it off in St. Pete, joining us here in the Freak Nation.
I'm going to say it's back in 3 years. We're going to have 100,000 people qualifying in Indy.
Yeah, until Graham Rahal is making $3 or $4 million a year, it ain't back, Crash.
No, that'd be 10 million, Kenny. Yeah, it'd be 10
we'll
million.
See. We'll see.
Thanks, Graham.
We'll see. Thanks, guys.
Graham Rahal, open wheel fans, looking forward to that 2019 IndyCar Series.